Hello, beautiful light beings of the Dragonfly Circle. Welcome to the Dragonfly Circle. So this dragonfly that I'm going to share with you is called Jasper Dragonfly. And here goes. Jasper Dragonfly is a rascal, very male, a coyote, the trickster. Go ahead and chase me and see how far you get. You will never catch me. Catch me? But you could try. Now, Jasper Dragonfly is an interesting dragonfly. When I channeled Jasper Dragonfly, I remember when the gal, her name is Sarah, and actually she lives in Hawaii, we were putting these together, and now I'm not talking about the text, I'm talking about the artwork, yeah? And, oh my goodness, talk about this rascal. Very male, a coyote, the trickster. And some people look at the trickster, the coyote, as kind of like a negative, but not, yeah? Not. And so we would get things... get things going with these dragonflies, you know. We would be like, okay, who's next to get their wings? Because the text was there, but we were creating these wings, yeah. And each dragonfly would come and say, okay, I'm next. They would get in line and they would go, okay, I want to be next to be created in my wing so that I could fly out into the world, yeah. And then Jasper would come and do something, and he had Sarah and I hysterically laughing, because anytime there was something, an illusion of something, whatever that might be, yeah, some people call it smoking mirrors, yeah, the illusion of being here on this planet, being a human, yeah, and how we make up things in our brain. And Jasper was the one that would go, huh, so you think you could chase that thought, huh? You could chase that thought of being not. Because once we have a thought, and if we try to grab it and hold on to it, oh, very painful. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a, it doesn't matter what kind of thought, but let's say we're trying to work through something and that thought just keeps coming over and over and over again, and we get caught up in this loop, yeah. And I don't know about you, I get caught up in the human loop. And Jasper will come in there and poke at us and cause like this in a good way, yeah. Or maybe not in a good way. Maybe we don't feel it's a good thing. Maybe we feel like, oh my gosh, my world's falling apart, or who's playing games with me? And Jasper's going, nobody's playing games with you, chica or chico. No one. You're in an illusion of, yeah? And what is an illusion? Illusion is something from the past or something in the future. Honest to goodness, because it no longer exists, right? I had a beautiful friend, an amazing, beautiful friend, Jacqueline, and she since has moved on to her next time of space and being. Rebirthed herself in that other realm, and she would say, Julia, is this an illusion, or is this, am I hallucinating? That's what she used to say. And I would say, I would share with her, we talk story, right? And we go, ah, yeah. And I go, I think that's an illusion. Because if it wasn't grounded or in that present moment, then it's from the past or in the future. And what we're saying here is we're not saying the past or the future is not important. The past is history, so we learn from that, right? Yeah. And the future doesn't exist yet, but we could plan for it, right? Live for today, plan for tomorrow, kind of deal, which is great. We plan for the moment in time and space. So I see Jasper, and he's evolved through the years. I see him as that kind of thing, breaking illusions or showing us what those illusions are, yeah. And it's like chasing after an illusion, chasing after the past of the history, learning from the history, right? planning for the future, but living in the present moment. So anytime Jasper comes into my realm and he's trying to get my attention, sometimes it's, you know, like, you know, like it's something, you know, I go, whoa, what the hell is that? And you to fill in the blank, because, you know, as soon as I say this or that, then humans, we, if I say, well, this is how he shows up for me, then as humans, that's our point of reference. Yeah. Our brain's trying to go, ah, that reminds me of what Julia said. Yeah. So when we're spinning, when we're in a loop of thought and something goes sideways, just know that that's probably Jasper, that rascal. And what he says, you will never catch me. Catch me? But you can try. And as humans, I think we try every day. We try every day to catch those old thoughts of being, or what does tomorrow have? When I'm done with this, whatever that might be, when I'm done with this walk, when I'm done cooking dinner, when I'm done running these errands, when I'm done with this, then I'll live. And it's like Jasper's going, no, you live now. You live now in the present moment of time and space, not, you know, waiting for something over there, or over there, or over there. Yeah. Now. Yeah. So I'm going to read this again. And it's Jasper Dragonfly is a rascal. Very male. A coyote. The trickster. Go ahead and chase me. See how far you get. You will never catch me. Catch me? But you can try. Amen.